Begin the Karan Dav, the seventh Shabbos, Dav Kuf Nun Hey, begin the Manal. Begin to the Masal, the begin the words of the Gemara, Lamatam Yud Fachim, lower down than 10 Fachim, it will be Erev, then it's going to be a valid Erev. Today's going to explain that the Erev is going to work, even though technically it's going to be a Karmelis. The Gemara wrote a Braisa. It said, if a person sticks a peg into the tree, and he hangs his basket on it, and he puts his Erev inside that basket. So on that, the Braisa said, if it's above 10 Fachim, so that's not an Erev. If it's beneath 10 tefachim, then it's going to be Erev. So this is what this is. Kasha is difficult. Amai, Ruba Erev, why? If it's beneath 10 tefachim, it's going to be a valid Erev. You're right, it's not a Rishos HaYachid, but Vod Karmelis, so it's a Karmelis. Kim and Shurachav Arba, when you have something that's an area of 4 tefachim in the width, in Rishos HaRabim, it's a Karmelis. Because it's a distinct area. So it's when it's above 10 tefachim, it's a Rishos HaYachid, but beneath it's a Karmelis, but also top Rishos HaRabim. And then you're back to the problem about not being able to carry from that basket, which is a Karmelis, into Rishos HaRabim, and therefore, it's not going to be a valid Erev, because the Erev has to be in the area where you are, where you could carry, and you can't, because you're not allowed to take from a Karmelis to Rishos HaRabim, where that's where you are. So that's a taste of Hashem. What you could say is that in Karmelis Bekeim, there's no halachic status of a Karmelis by vessels. Could a person be kunjin perik? Come to the Mechil, like Rashi explains in the first parak, the Sugid of Ches HaManav, Kabah Hesek Kupas HaManav, the Mechulu. So therefore, since it's a vessel, so it's not going to have that halachic status as a Karmelis. Rather, it's going to be as a Rosh Hashanah, and therefore it is considered your same halachic Shabbos residence area, and therefore valid Erev. Or you know, I mean, another approach has taisis. Karebi, the bride's going like Rebbe. The one that he says called Davishu Mishmishvus. Anything that's rabbinically forbidden, the Ligazul Ben Hashmasha was not decreed upon on the time of Ben Hashmashas. Now, taking from a Karmelis to Rosh Hashanah is only a Shvus, and therefore that's not forbidden in Ben Hashmashas. So therefore, even if the basket is considered Karmelis, but since by Ben Hashmashas you could get it, and that's when the acquisition of the Erev happens, and at that time you could take it. So although on Shabbos technically you can't, but that doesn't make a difference. When the Erev takes effect, you are able to get it, and therefore that's the second approach why it's going to be Erev if it's beneath 10 tefachim. Kitinek says the Masdan begins with the Gemara Papa. He says, Hachem b'kal kolod d'chukaskin. Here we're talking about a tight a basket. Which Tais has a difficulty because here in Aristotle it sounds like Rav Papa holds stadim is mutter, Rav Asher holds it's aser, and Chakika sounds like the opposite. Because the Gemara had answered from Rav Papa, he says, the truth is that the Tana of the Braisa holds, you're allowed to use the sides of the tree. Why is the Braisa saying that you stick a peg into the tree and then you hang the basket in on that peg and then the Erev in that basket, where if it's beneath 10 tefachim, it's going to be a valid Erev. It sounds like that if you didn't stick the peg into the tree, you just hung the basket on the tree itself, would be forbidden, which that's stadim is aser. He says, no, because it's a very narrow basket. And when you want to take something, the Erev from it, you're going to have to push your hands, you're going to be moving the tree itself, and therefore, it's not just Sadadin, it's the tree itself. But that Tais makes the following dig. It says, when the Mishani Rapab Bahachi, which are Tais there in Maskel, in fact, Rapab says this answer, Mashmat sounds like, the Svirla, that he holds Sadadin Mutan, that the sides are permitted. That's what he's coming to say, that yeah, you don't see that it's Asr, you could say it's permitted. But the thing is, Ravashi Mashmat Bissamach, the Sabbath Asurin, Ravashi, as the Gemara is going to shortly bring, sounds like he holds that Sadadin is Asr. Why do we say that? Because the Rav Ashi says shortly, Hashad Amit Stad Nasu, now that you say that the sides are Asr, etc. So you see that he holds that it's forbidden. Problem is, it's difficult to make us Ha'ip Kashamin Lobim Sadat Chagig in Perek Beit. We find the exact opposite in their opinion in Chagig and Nabi Zayn Manel. Because the Rav Ashi says, Shmamin at Stad Nasu, and we see that the sides are forbidden of an animal. Because the Isa Kedai that Stad Mutar, and everyone would think to say that the sides are permitted. This Machai Resha, that we should be able to lean on the head of the animal. Because that's Tadden Inu, that's the sides. So you see that he holds that, actually it's forbidden. And Rav Ashi, I mean, he says over there in that sugya, Afil Tim Tadden Mutar, says, no, you can even say the sides are permitted. But what's with the head? Isn't that considered sides? No, it's not, because called the Lahadi Gabo, Kagabatam, anything that's equal to the height of the back is like the back itself. So the head, when it's in the straight formation, is like a continuation of the spine. So it's like the back, which that's not the sides, that's the animal itself. And therefore, it's forbidden to use the head, because like the back, and then it's not like Tadden. So Taisis remains with a question, sounds like the exact opposite of what it says here in our sugi between the two opinions of Papa and Rav Asher. So next says the Master begins with the Gemara, the Hilchos Halacha is Tzadim Asurin, the sides are forbidden. It said, see they Tzadim Mutar, but the sides of the sides are going to be permitted, which Taisis has a difficulty. If that's the Halacha, why even we say this is one of the Halachas that's like a bayit? Because our Gemara concludes that, like we said, that the sides of a tree and the animal are forbidden, but the sides of the sides are permitted. So it's Taisa Vatamal Rabbi, so it's a wonder to my teacher. Why was this not included in the famous mnemonic in Bamatsid of Chombezim Beis that says, although generally Allah is like Rabba versus Abaya, there's six places with the Yud, Ayin, Lamed, Kuv, Gimel, Mem, that's like Abaya. This should be number 7. Because the Amar Rav, Rav had said previously, the man also mitzvah, the one who says forbidden to use the sides, also not mitzvah, mitzvah, says the sides are also forbidden. Vabayam, and he had said, mitzvah, kulem, ali, pligi, dasa, no, no one disagrees. Everyone's going to hold that the sides are forbidden. Ubitzvah, mitzvah, pligi, it's just the sides that the machleke, so it comes out. He never said, halacha is, sides are forbidden, the sides are permitted. That's like a baya, because according to Rav, no one says that breakdown. Because whoever says stadna also says stadna also. Whoever says mutter is both. So here we're saying that there's such an opinion, only Abaya says that. So that is essentially saying halach is like Abaya. Why don't we rule a seventh one when we say that halach is like Abaya versus that of Rabbah? Tosfos does not answer that question. Next says about the beginning of the Gemara of Rabbi Yehuda, and he says, hey, hein, pekin, b'chulu, v'achar kama. This is the understanding of the Mishnah. Matir and pekin, amar b'chulu, you could untie the bundles of destroy, etc. Which just can explain. What's the reason that's permitted to open up these bundles of straw? Which the Gemara and Machlekes Rav Huna and Rabbi Yehuda, how to explain the Mishnah. According to Rav Huna, you're allowed to untie in front of the animals the bundles of straw. You're also allowed to scatter it in front of it, the keepin. And the truth is, by both of them, you're allowed to untie and scatter it, because there's no difference. The only thing that's usher is to untie the zirin, which he had understood that was like the piece of wood from the cedar tree. Whereas according to Rabbi Yehuda, permitted to untie in front of the animal the bundles of straw, but it's forbidden to scatter it, and it's also permitted to untie the zirin, which he understood that was the bundles of straw, but you're not allowed to scatter it, but the keepin, you're allowed to even scatter it. But be that as it may, there's one thing everyone agrees to, that the pekin are permitted to untie. So Pesh Bekutras, he explains, and depending on which opinion, there's going to be a different reason why, as they want to explain their opinions, why undoing the hataras pekin, why you're allowed to untie those bundles. So according to the first interpretation of Rav Huna, it's because habishabi uchla, because that's making into a food item. That's what we permitted you to do, to make it at least into an edible thing. But Targul of Harshnam Mahod Rav Yehuda, you also have to explain Rav Yehuda that he holds that you're also allowed to untie the bundles of the animal, because chashav atars bekin shabi uchla, because he considers the untying of the bundle that's because you're allowed to make a food item. That's Rabbi Huda's opinion. But once it's already food item, then you know it'll be matriach, let's say, to scatter. That's already, it's a food item. You know, I'll make it easier for the animal. That's for Rabbi, this is all Rabbi Huda. Rav Huna, loy chashalei shobi ochle medishar lei. No, Rav Huna does not say the reason why it's permitted, because to the contrary, he holds that you cannot make a food item. To the contrary, according to him, the reason why you're allowed to untie the bundles of the straw for the animal is because it's already a food item and not making it a food item. So each one holds that you're allowed to go ahead and untie the bundle, but for opposite reasons. One is because it's making it the food item, which that's what's permitted. And the other one says, no, because it's being matrich and eichel, which that you're allowed to do. You're just not making it the food item. So it says, v'inyal Rebbein Tam laflagina b'hachim. It does not appear correct to Rebbein Tam that that's a dispute. It's not logical to say that their machlekes is, which they're both agreeing in the untying of the bundle from the animal, but one saying that that's making the food item, another one saying, no, it's already food item, it's just being matrich and eichel, which that you're allowed to do. Ella, rather, no. No, to the contrary. Rebbein Tam gives a different interpretation. It says that, according to both of them, the untying of the bundle, lo yishav yochle, it's not making the food item, but lo yishav yochle, and neither is it an effort in an already pre-existing food, because the lo yishav tar, it's not applicable to say it's an effort, an exertion. She's just untying a bundle. That's a very easy thing to do. That's why it permits for both of them. Because it's neither making the food item, and it's neither a tircha in the food item. So Rashi had explained the court to the reason why you're allowed to untie the pi'am and the bundles of the straw is because it's making the food item, which that's what he holds that you're allowed to do. According to Rav Huna, the reason why it's permitted because it's a tircha na'ichel, which that he holds you're allowed to do. Taisa disagrees and says, no, it's not logical to say that disagreeing if it's making the food item or tircha na'ichel. Rather, Taisa explains the reason why it's permitted to untie the bundle of straw in front of the animal is because it's neither one, and therefore both. Each one is the opposite inverse of the other one, what he holds forbidden, but neither is going to say that being matched to the Bekir Amr is going to be forbidden, because according to either one, you don't have either problem by this halach of untying the bundle.